Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we were discussing the kinyan of Ishchiv Meira, which we saw as a kinyan of Afrei, then we saw steers in that, and now we're going to continue trying to understand this inyan based on the Torah Vagon Reb Chaim Shmuel Levi Zatzal. First we have to explain the inyan of kinyan Lizman. What's the din of somebody who's Mecher Soda Lechavero Lizman Uperis? According to Reish Lakish, who holds that kinyan Peris is Lavke kinyan Aguftami, and a Mecher Soda Leperos brings the Bikurim, but he can't read the parasha because the land doesn't belong to him. In the parasha you say that the land belongs to you. But if you sell Leguf Ula Peris, Lizman, are you maybe Vikori B'chai Gabin, and the Minchas Chinuch and Sadi Aleph Shin Lamites and Tav Reish Vav learns that Bailis Lizman is better than Kinyan Peris because the person can do whatever he wants in this land. He can build, he can destroy, he can do Kol Cheftzo like the Rambam writes in the 23rd parak of Mechir Alacha Hein Vav, and therefore it's not Toyin Lamachlokis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Lukuli Alma, maybe Vikori. However, the Ran in Adarim holds not like that. He says any Kinyan that's not Olamis is called a Kinyan Peris Lechud. He holds that if you sell a field temporarily, both Peris and Guf, it's like Kinyan Peris. And Memela, you can't be Makadish a woman, Lizman, because on a woman you only have a Kinyan Haguf. Kinyan Haguf can't be Lizman. But if you're Kona Peris, Peris can be Lizman, and Kinyan Aguf from the Peris is also Kinyan Lizman. Ayin Sham in the Ran in Nidarim Daf Chav Tesam, but Aleph Mavur Midivere Ran Al Kolpanim, that Kinyan Lizman Guf U Peris is like a Kinyan Peris, and according to Reish Lakish, maybe Veino Kore, and so writes the Ketzos in Reish Nun Zayin Sif Katan Gimel V'Yesh La'ayin Begeder Adavar, that it's considered Kinyan Peris Le'inyan Bikurim and not Kenyan Aguf. Alo Kenyan Lizman, he's considered the Bailin Gamur, Lo Iso Izman, like the Lashon of the Rambam, Amoich Aguf Akarka Lizman Kotsuv, Harezu Mechir Mishtamish Alokech, Baguf Kechev Tzoy Vechol Aperis, Kol Zman Amechira, Ubesov Tachzor Lebaalea, Boine Vahoyres, Vaisa Vechol Zmanu Akotsuv, Kumosh Oisa Akoina, Kenyan Oilam Lo Oilam. So according to the Rambam, it's completely his, he could do whatever he wants. Look in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simon Samach Vav, Shemvur B'dvarav, Shetalis HaKnuya Lizman, Chayevis Litzitzis Min HaTorah, V'lav Kishe'ula Dami, it's not considered She'ula, because it's Kanu Lizman, it's Chayev and Tzitzis Min HaTorah, it's not considered She'ula, it's yours. So to buy a Kanu Lizman is considered Chayev B'mezuzah Min HaTorah, even if Schirus is only Midrabbanan, but this is considered Minatara because it's Lizman, it's considered a proper Kenyan. And therefore he writes over there that Shutfim Bitalis over Bayis Shain Bem Din Chaluko Shel Divrei Aran Binidarim Bitchilas Perka Shutfim. That we paskin. That Bishash Kol Echad Mishtamish Biyomo, that when somebody is using what belongs to him that day, it's his legamre. So according to that shita, then everybody is chayiv biyomo, but tzitzisu b'mezuzah. That if you have a shutfin and a talis, so in the day that it's my talis, then I'm using it, so then I'm chayiv in tzitzis, because it's mine lizman. Even if the other shutif is a nachri, but today it's totally mine. If today it's my bias, even if my shutif is a nachri, it's totally mine. So, memela, I am, it's completely mine that day, and Memela, I'm Chayv and Tzitzis and Mezuzah. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Membeis, Bekomitz Mincha, he writes Lashitas and Maharsha, later on in Memalef and Membeis, that Avid Ivri is Mutter Beshivcha Kanainis, is only Beshivcha Kanainis Shel Rabbo. Avalasu Beshivcha Kanainis, She'ena Shel Rabbo. He's not allowed to be with the Shivcha Kanainis that doesn't belong to his master, but he's long to be allowed to be the Shivcha Kanainis of his master. Because if he's kind of Shivcha Kanainis Lizman, according to that, Shita, Yachol Amoyser La'avdai, he can give it to his Eved, even though it's only Lizman. V'chein B'Shivcha Kanainis Shal Shnei Shutfin V'chelku L'yamim. A Shivcha Kanainis that belongs to two Shutfim, and they split the days, they switch off days. So b'shash mishtamesh harei kula shel adono, on his master's day, it belongs to his master, and on that day he's mutter in the shivcha kanayne, he's mutter to be with the shivcha kanaynes, like the Ran in Nedarim, that b'shash kol echad mishtamesh biyoma harei shelo legamrei, it's completely his. Ube The Divrei Aran b'Reish Perek HaShutfin is also mavur. Shem yesh kinyan lezman v'nichzeh chaveiro mutar kishu mudar hano. That if you have a kinyan lezman l'chasim of your friend, even if you're not allowed to get hano from your friend, you're still mutar, because it's not considered nana mishel chaveiro klum, because it's yours. And memela, you're allowed to be nana. Ubiyosir mavur the kinyan lezman is considered by Eliz Gemur from the sheet of Rav Victor Cohen Sedek, brought in the Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Lamed Hei Simen Beis, that Esther got kinyan lezman yotzim by yidei chavoso, because it's considered lachem, not like the Russian Sukkot Paragim Simen Lamed, that you're not yotzim, and the Ktsos and Reish Memal of Sif Kotan Dalet. So now we have to understand, why is Bikur many different, that it's not considered a proper kinyan, it's only considered kinyan peris? Why? If he's Bailam Lizman, you're considered Bailam Gemurim, as we were just Mochiach. So it would appear together Advarim that Bivadai, Bikinyan Lizman, Yesh Lalokech, Beotozman, Balut Gemura Bafoa. In fact, when somebody has a Kinyan Lizman, during the time of this Kinyan, he's considered Bailam Gemurim. Just it's limited in time. So when the person's kind of Lizman, he has Balus Gemur Befoil, but the Mocher has Balut Olamit. He has the eternal Balus. Lachain, Bigmar Hazman, Hachefetz, Choser Elav. Since he has Bailus Olamis, when the time is over, the Chefetz goes back to him. And it's not a new Bailus. Just from the beginning, the Moicher was the Bailim Gomor on the Chefetz. The Lokeach had before Al Bailus Gomor Lizman. V'choma sheyesh Balut b'Chefetz, milvad Balut zo shel Zman, Hareyu shel Mocher. ולכן בעל הממון בכוח הוא המוכר שיש לו הבעלות העולמית ובעלותו על הממון אינה נגדרת בזמן אלא שהיא בעלות וקניין בעצם והיינו שאפילו בזמן שהחפץ קנוי ללוקח הרי החפץ בעצמותו של המוכר שלו יש הבעלות התמידית על החפץ. You hear that, sweet friends? Who does this object belong to? It belongs to the moicher. He has the bailus tmidis. Just before all the shimush, it belongs to the kona, but the etzem bailus is whose? Is the moichers, and it's not limited by time. It's a more all-encompassing bailus. Ulefikach lenyan talit ubayit. If you're talking about a talis in a house, to be mischayev betzitzis and mezuzah, he's chayev because lizman he's bailim and it's his. And also in the Nidah, the Minchas Chinuch, that it's mutter to give a Shivcha Kanainis HaKnui Lo Lizman La'avdoi, because it's enough to have this Bailus Mugbeles, this limited Bailus Lizman, in order that she should be considered Shivcha Sadona. And also Linyan Esrog, it's considered Lachem. V'chein Linyan Mudur Hano, it's considered Nechzei Chavero. He can't ask it on his friend, because Lizman, he's Bailim, and he's all the Dine Bailim. Rak Linyan Bikurim, it's different. Then in Bikurim, Bailus Lizman is not considered proper Bailus. So why is Bikurim different? So we say later on in Memzayin Amud Beis that B'mochir Sadeu Lenochri L'man De'amal De'en Kinyan Lenochri Lafkia Midei Ma'asir, that according to the Man De'amar, that a goy doesn't have a kinyan to be mafkia from Ma'asir. The Yisrael is chayav to buy the peres from the goy and to bring bikurim min haTorah. And look there in Rashi. As far as kedusha goes, it's brishus Yisrael, as if he was memashkein it to the goy, and therefore he's not considered a lokeach. It's considered that it's really his. And since bikurim is a mitzvah that's incumbent upon him, he's chayev to take the peiros from the goy and to bring it. So So when according to the Man D'Omer, ain kinyan nafel efkil midei meiser. So the Jew has to go and buy these pears from the guy, and he has to bring bikurim min haTorah, because as far as the kedusha goes, it still belongs to the Jew. It's not considered; he's not considered a lakuach. And bikurim is a mitzvah that's incumbent upon him. He has to buy these pears and bring them. But we have to understand that even though ain kinyan legoy lafkia mikedusha saaretz, nevertheless, hare yesh kinyan legoy lachpor boiros shichun ma'aris ayin shamim zayin amud aleph, and avazoy the kark and the pears belong to the goy mehechitesi nischayv haYisrael lahavi bikurim mikarka sheino shelo. So the goy has no kinyan to be mafkia kedusha saaretz Yisrael. That I get. On the other hand, the karka belongs to the goy. Paris belonged to the goy. You're right, it wasn't mafkid from Kedusha Eretz Israel. But Mehechi Tesi, that the Jew is now chayiv to bring Bikurim from Karka that doesn't even belong to him. Vinera Shel Kedushat Haaretz Yesh Geder Ba'alut Miuchedet Melvad Ba'alut Hamamon. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's a special gather of bailus, besides the monetary bailus. And it's similar to a kinyan isser of an Eved Kenaini. Later on, hopefully, we'll bring a Yerushalmi. Ubalut zo, hisha mechayevet bebikurim. And this special bailus is what's mechayev in bikurim. וכשמחר שדהו לגוי, כיוון שאין קניין לגוי, להפקיע מקדושת הארץ, אם כן קדושת הארץ נשארת של ישראל, ולעניין קדושת הארץ, כאילו אין השדה, אלא ממושכנת לגוי. So this bailus that the Jew has is מחייב in Bikurim. When he sells it to the goy, since the goy doesn't have a kinyan to be mafkia from Kedushas Eretz Israel, if so, the Kedushas Haaretz remains of the Jew. You hear this? In other words, in the world of Mammonis, it's the goys. The goy can do whatever he wants in the field. He can build a baseball field, he can build a tennis court, he can build a football field, or if he doesn't like sports, he can turn it into a, you know, into a ranch and take care of his animals there. He can do whatever he wants. But as far as Kedushas Eretz Israel goes, Kedushas Haaretz, it still belongs to the Jew. And it's like this field is only rented out to the goy, but it really be'etzem belongs to the Jew. Ube'etzem yishayechet liYisrael amocher v'kedushat haaretz sheloi. So mitzad kedushas haaretz Yisrael still belongs to the Jew, just in dinei mamonis, it belongs to the goy. Yerushalmi Demai Perakeh Alochaches, Rav Ami says in the name of Rishim ben Lakish that we learn that Ein Kon Konin La'akum Beretz Yisrael, Ein Kin La'akum Beretz Yisrael, Afkir Midei Maisev, and the Pasuk Visnachalta Moisem V'necha Machareichem the Reshes Achuza, Hekish Achuza La'avodim, Ma Avodim Atem Koinim Mehem, V'heinim Konim Mikem, Af Achuza Atem Koinim Mehem, V'heinim Konim Mikem, Ayin Shem the Gemara. We see from this Gemara that Ein Konin La'akum, Kinyan La'akum Beretz Yisrael is Kipshuto, that they don't have bailus. The Gabi Kedushas Haaretz just like Avodim. That the Akum doesn't have the Kinyan Isser in the Avodim. Only a Kinyan L'maisa Yadayim. But the Kinyan Haguf belongs to the Jew, remains with the Jew when he sells an Eved, when he sells land. You could say the same thing about the Drasha and the Gittin and Mem Zayin and the Bavli. Li kol ha'aretz, that be'etzem, it still remains the property of the Jew. And it doesn't go into the rishus of the goy as far as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael goes. And according to this, it would appear that the bailus in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is totally be'etzem ha'ba'alut ha'olamit va'tmidit shel ha'karka, ve'lo be'ba'alut befo'al shehil zman. So it would appear that the bailus of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is totally in who has eternal bailus. Not bailus befall, which is temporary. Because somebody who's bailim on the karka be'etzem is also shayach to the kinyan of Kedushas Haaretz. And that it's talui in the machloikis of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish as far as Yesh Kinyan L'Nachri Lavkia, meaning De Meiser, and Kinyan L'Nachri, is because only according to Reish Lakish, that Kinyan Peris is Lav Ki Kinyan Haguf, that only according, that it's Talui in the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and according to Reish Lakish, Kinyan Peris is Lavka Kinyan Aguf, and a Mocher LePeris is Mevi Ve'eno Kore, that if somebody who sells it just for the Peris, he has to bring, but he can't, the person who buys it brings it, but he can't read the Parsha. Is because the Bailam on Kedushas Haaretz is the Baal Kinyan Haguf, is the one who still owns the Guf HaKarka. And according to the Ran, Kinyan Lizman is also considered Kinyan, like Kinyan Peris. So according to Reish Lakish, who holds that Kinyan Peris is Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf, so if you sell your field for Peris, then the person who buys it, he has to bring the Peris, but not the Guf. But he doesn't say he doesn't read the Parasha in Okore, because the Guf doesn't belong to him, because it's only temporary. Whether if he sold it only for the Paris, or if he only sold it temporarily. Either way, who's the Bailim Ho'olamim? Who's the eternal owner? The eternal owner is the one who owns the Guf HaKarka, not the one who owns the Paris. Hashem came to Rabbi Yochanan that Kinyan Paris is Kinyan Aguf. So the one who buys the Paris, he's considered the Bailam on the Kinyan Aguf. Machmas Chus Kinyan Paris. See, he's considered the Bailam on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And so too, if there's a Kinyan Lizman, he's also considered the Bailam Linyan Kedushas Eretz. So here we have a chiluk between Bailas and Mammon and Bailas and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And this Bailas and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is telling the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is Kinyan Paris Ki Kinyan Aguf or not? That according to Reish Lakish, Kinyan Peris is Lavka Kinyan Aguf, and therefore who has the Bailas Olamis? The one who has the Guf and not the Peris, and therefore the person who buys only for the Peris is maybe Vein Okore, also somebody who buys only temporarily is maybe Vein Okore, because that's considered Kinyan Peris, because the Bailas Olamis still belongs to the seller. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Aguf Memela. Who does it belong to? As far as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it belongs to the buyer, because he has the Kinyan Aguf as well. Nevertheless, it would appear that a Kohen who sells his Eved to Yisrael Lizman, he eats Truma. And Yisrael is Moicher Avda L'Kohen Lizman, doesn't eat Truma. Why? So this is based on a Tosus in Yevamos Nafsamach Vavam at Aleph Divar Maskel Almana, that Achilas Truma B'Kinyan Isser Talya Milsa, that eating Truma is dependent on the Kinyan Isser. And therefore we paskin that Ma'ukav Get Shichur, even if somebody Mamanus wise has been freed, but he still needs to get Shichur, he can still eat Truma, because there's still a Kinyan Isser. So when it comes to Achilas Truma, it's totally in Kinyan Isser, not Kinyan Mammon. V'gam l'man de'omer Kinyan Peris ke Kinyan Aguf Dami, even according to that man de'omer, but Achilas Truma is not totally in the Bailim on Kinyan Aguf. The Achilas Truma is only Talui, even if you hold Kinyan Peris, Kinyan Aguf Dami, But when it comes to achilas truma, that's only talui in the one who's bailam, not on the peres, but on the actual goof. And therefore, if a kohen is mocha avdol Yisrael l'zman, he can still eat peres, even though the chew has him for a time. But it doesn't matter, because when it comes to eating truma, it depends who has the kinyan aguf. Because as far as kinyan iser is concerned, it's not effective that kinyan peres is kinyan aguf. As the Tosus explains, look in Yevamos and Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Akopanim, what emerges from Tosus is that when it comes to achilas truma, it's talui in kinyan aguf. So, if you have a kinyan lezman, the bailus of kinyan iser is shayach to the bailam atmidim, lo le bailam alezman. Because kinyan iser is similar to a kinyan ishus, like the Ramban says in Kiddushin Tazayin Amud Aleph. That's not shayach zman. When it comes to kinyan iser, it's not shayach lezman. Just like it's also not shayach kinyan peris, like the Ran says in Adar. As that we mention. That Ran says that you can't be Makadish a woman Lizman, because that's only Paris. In Baisha, there's a Kenyan Aguf. There's no such thing as Kenyan Lizman. So similarly, with Kenyan Lizman, the Kenyan Isser is only Shaykh to the Bailam Atmidim, not to the Bailam on Lizman. Because Kenyan Isser is similar to Kenyan Ishus. Kenyan Ishus can't be Lizman. So to Kenyan Isser also can't be Lizman. So who has the real Bailus? The Bailam Atmidim. On the Mela, when we discuss who gets the Kenyan Isser, so the Vadai goes to the Bailam Atmidim, that they're Bailam Be'etzim on the moment. And not the Bailam Lezman, that their Bailus is Mugderus and Mugbelus is Man Mesuya. So therefore, Achilas Truma is Tali in Bailus Olamis. Because it's Tali in Kenyan Isser, which is Olamis. Whoever has Kenyan Olamis. And therefore, if the Bailam, the true Bailam, are Kohen, then he can eat Truma. If the true Bailam are Yisrael, he can't. So we see that by. In general, Bailus Lizman is a Bailus Gemula. However, not when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Atz Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Bailus Lizman is not considered Bailus Gemula. And also when it comes to Kenyan Avodim, as far as eating Peris, as far as eating Truma goes, who's it going to go to? It's going to depend on who has the Bailus Olamis and not the Bailus Lizman. So that's a little bit about Bailus Lizman and Bailus Olamis. And in the next shiur, B'siyata Dishmaya, we can get to our sugya of Matna Shchiv Meira. That's our avoda for the next time. And in the meantime, we give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha l'ulmod l'lamed l'shmur b'la'as v'l'kaimus kol divrei samut v'rasa v'yahava. Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beautiful.